This is the Girls of Gen Z podcast, a virtual hangout space created to inspire, encourage, and provoke positive energy for the everyday Gen Z girl like me. This podcast series was created to give my generation a space to talk and express our feelings amongst our authentic selves. So charge your phone, grab your AirPods, and after this episode, post on social media using the hashtag Girls of Gen Z. I'm your host, Lee Ariel, and welcome to the Girls of Gen Z podcast. Hey, girl. Hey, welcome to the Girls of Gen Z podcast. I'm your host, Lee Ariel, and welcome to the Bouquet of Queens series. So I have with me Miss Caroline Cradle, who is currently Miss North Carolina Volunteer 2023. I'm going to introduce yourself, Caroline.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Yeah, so can we get a little bit of background on like your title history? So you know you're Miss North Carolina Volunteer. So just give us some more information in your life and pageantry.
Yeah. So currently Miss North Carolina Volunteer, but I think another really cool thing that a title that I held was Miss North Carolina's Teen in 2018.
Yes, I was actually there as a Carolina princess when you got crowned. And I just remember that we have some very similar talents because I also was a point dancer. So I just thought that it was so amazing to see such a unique talent on stage and see you capture the title for North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know that. That's so awesome.
Yes. So I know now. Organization we go by Community Service Initiative. So back when you were a title holder, what was it called?
You know, we just called it a good old platform. Nothing too fancy. Now I know, you know, we've got a lot more relevant and terms that make more sense in our world today, which I think is awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so what exactly would you call your platform now, being that you're Miss North Carolina Volunteer?
So mine is called Finding Your Safe Space, and it's basically where I'm able to help others find what that place is for them, where you can go to escape the world and find energy to keep fighting.
Yes, I have something very, very similar. Mine is called Harp on Happiness, which promotes just bridging the connection between teens and parents on the conversation of mental health. And within that, I've been able to create something called a Take 10 room, which is a room anybody can go into for 10 minutes if they just need some time to decompress from any stress or anxiety. So I just feel like that's such a cool thing to have in modern society. So my take on mental health is just that it's something that we deal with every day. It's not always just an illness attached to it. It's how we feel on a day-to-day basis. So what's your take on just the mental health society in general right now?
No, I totally agree with you. I think prioritizing our mental health is so incredibly important. And I really think, you know, along with what you're saying, it's something that everybody deals with. It's not necessarily an illness. It's more of a mental health journey that we're all on. And I love your initiative, your Take 10 room, because that is so similar to my idea of what a safe space could be for just kind of taking that break and really refocusing our minds and, you know, gaining that energy to keep going, no matter what that means.
Yeah. So while you were in the Miss America organization, I know now we're pushing for more transparency. So how did that feel as a, you know, state title holder, your mental health? And did you wish that there were more transparency during that time?
I think we can always focus on our mental health more. And I think that wasn't a huge conversation when I was a state title holder. And, you know, of course, everybody can always benefit from having more resources or just more transparency, of course. And so I think it would be really cool to see some sort of mental health sponsorship, you know, in my day, but also now.
Yeah, let's get back more on a positive note, though. So what was your favorite memory or just favorite community service outreach that you did as a title holder, as Miss North Carolina's teen, or even Miss North Carolina volunteer?
Gosh, when I was Miss North Carolina's teen, I did some really amazing stuff. And it was honestly, all of it was such a dream come true. But I think my most favorite thing that I did was I actually got to tour a children's hospital, the one that's in Greenville, North Carolina. And I really got to go behind and see, at that time we were fundraising for the Children's Miracle Networks. And so I got to see, you know, where all of our fundraising money went very specifically. And it was just such an eye-opening experience and really, really cool.
Yes, I have one question for you, though. For somebody who's striving to be a huge advocate in the mental health community, what's one piece of advice that you would give them because they're feeling like their voice is not really heard?
That's a great question.
I know for one, I would start off just to understand that no matter if your story is big or small, it's always an important story, and feel free because somebody out there can connect to it. So feel free to express. That's what I would say personally. But, you know, as somebody who's had a more broader title, I don't know if you had any type of experience with this before.
Yeah, I love what you said. I think what's really important is that all of our experiences matter. And we're all shaped by our experiences. And so I think even when I was Miss North Carolina's teen, I was actually living away from home to going to the North Carolina School of the Arts. So I was juggling a lot of things at that time. And really, my experiences in kind of both of those worlds coming together really did shape my mental health journey. And so I think the advice I would give to somebody is, learn from your experience because your experience is really important and it matters.
Yes. So that moment that your name was called to be Miss North Carolina's team, what feeling like? What was your first thought?
Oh my gosh. What's really funny is when, you know, they're like the next Miss North Carolina's teen, I was in my head saying top 8 is great because at that time there was, you know, one girl would win and the other three would be in the top 8. And as soon as they called my name, the first thought I had was, please don't throw up, because I was just out of my mind excited. And again, it was my dream. So it was a surreal moment for sure.
Yes, I remember that when I got crowned as Miss Piedmont's teen, the first thing that I just thought of was like, oh my goodness, is it really me?
Yeah.
I know. I think a lot of girls have the same type of thoughts going through their mind of just, wow. So I go to an art school as well, and I was once a dance major at my school. So, you know, some of the things that we experience in the pageant world, the competitive side, we can also carry over into our expressions through movement. So how have you been able to do that as a professional ballerina, basically?
Yeah. You know, what I really love about just pageantry in general is that it gives us the opportunity to grow stronger in being ready to hold whatever title that is, but also in every area of our lives. And so I think what's really awesome about, you know, the Miss America organization and also the Miss Volunteer America organization is that we do have that talent competition. So I love being able to really focus on my craft and getting to perform in a different atmosphere than, you know, just the typical ballet performance that I get to do. So I think we get some really unique opportunities.
Yes, I remember that when I first did my dance routine on stage, it was just always such a different vibe than when you're in competition. But now I play my harp on stage, so it's a little bit different, but it's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
So can we talk a little bit more about some community service outreach? I know when I went on your Instagram page, you have in your bio something called Serve. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, so that's actually the mission of the Miss Volunteer America organization. And so it stands for scholarship, education, responsibility, volunteerism, and empowerment. And so through that, what I have the opportunity to do is advocate for mental health, which we got to talk about a little bit. But it's really cool to be able to have the platform to serve and volunteer in our community and make a difference in people's lives, if that's through advocating for mental health and providing mental health resources, or even just being able to volunteer in the community and help, I don't know, even the homeless.
Yes, would you share what that acronym is one more time?
Mm-hmm. It's SERVE. So it's scholarship, education, responsibility, volunteerism, and empowerment.
You know what that sounds like a lot to me?
Mm-hmm.
They're 4 points of the crown.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to say, throughout your reign and just throughout being in pageantry in general, what has become your favorite point that you just you see come up in a lot of different aspects of your life?
I think scholarship is a huge aspect of the organizations, and I've seen a lot. You know, like I said, I moved away from home really early, so I was already kind of going to school away, and then pursued my education further to get my degree in ballet. And, you know, as someone who paid for her own education, that scholarship aspect is very, very important and helpful.
Yes, that's very much queen energy. Can we talk a little bit more about your talent, just because it's so different compared to other dancers you might see in competition? So I know that if you've never watched a Miss North Carolina State pageant when Carolyn competed, but you did dance with a tambourine. So if somebody mm-hmm. that doesn't really know exactly where this comes from, can you give them some background?
Yes. Yeah, so I got to do a classical variation, which, you know, is kind of different than your typical competition dance style. So it came from a full-length classical ballet that was called La Esmeralda. And the one that I did, it had the tambourine, which I always thought was really fun because it added like a more entertaining element than just classical ballet. But yeah, I got to dance with it, and it's always been my favorite variation.
Yes. What was the best piece of advice that you have received during your time in pageantry that you've been able to apply over and over again?
I think it's, you know, of course, the cheesy, corny, be yourself. I know I can sometimes end up being a bit of a people pleaser and changing little parts of my opinion or just my ideas to try to please everybody. And that's not always going to be the case. You should always be who you are 100% in every way possible.
Yes, I believe that all of us in the pageantry realm can get a little bit caught up on saying what we want other people to hear, what we think other people will want to hear. But it's always important to remain true to your opinion and your belief, despite what other people believe.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming on my podcast, Miss Caroline Cradle. It's been amazing talking to you. Make sure you guys go follow her on all her socials, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, bye. Thank you. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Follow and let me know if a topic you would like me to talk about next time. Continue to be a Gen Z girl, gorgeously exuberant, notable, and zestful. And remember, keep your head held high. I'll see you next time.